And good Thursday morning to you at 7:39 here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
It's 75 degrees. And welcome aboard if you're listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And good morning if you're watching us. That's on CN2 or on any of the major social media platforms. Welcome in.
I love when our guests come back and we start interviewing them, just pre-interviewing them, making sure we're all on the same, we are all on the same page, excuse me. And we've got so many more questions to even ask, and that just is great. I mean, it's just really, this is why we love this platform so much. We get to interview folks and really dive into issues that matter to us here in our backyard. Our next guest is Celeste Teller. She's the vice president over there at the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. She's responsible for talent and workforce development. And good morning to you once again, Celeste.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a good friend of ours here on Palmetto Mornings.
And I love y'all.
We appreciate it. Well, you're all about making sure that businesses have the staffing that they need, that everyone's happy and everyone's together and getting the training that they need.
I don't know about the happy part. Wow.
That's a lot on your shoulders, Celeste.
Exactly right. It's too early for that.
So if anyone is ever is upset, reach out to Celeste and say that.
No.
I'm joking. But you would help them regardless.
Sure.
You have a big heart for that. So in your role is with the talent and workforce development, one of the programs that you're passionate about is this York County Regional Chamber's Nonprofit Management Certificate class. Yeah. And walk us through what this class is about, who can sign up for it, because the signups are underway now.
Sure, yeah. So the Nonprofit Management Certificate program, I'm excited to say, is next year will be its 20th year in existence. It actually started at Winthrop University with Together SC, which was formerly SCANPO, and then J. Marion Sims, which is now Aris Foundation. And so the three entities came together 20 years ago, and there was a gap in that space. Our nonprofit leaders really didn't have that education, what they needed. How do we run a nonprofit effectively? Because if you think about it, our nonprofit organizations, they are doing the wraparound services that we need in our space. You know, we have our United Ways, we have our American Red Cross, we have NAMI, we have Keystone, so and hundreds of others in our area. So we've got all these nonprofits. So how do we train our leaders, both executive directors, program directors, and even our board members to effectively run a nonprofit organization? And so this program was created. It's gone through a couple different iterations over the last 20 years, as you can imagine, but where we've been for about the last 10 or 15 years is a 9-month program. It starts in September, ends in May, so it runs the school year. So because we have to be good stewards of our time and our capacity in that space, especially because we have a lot of times we have one-person nonprofits. We have only volunteer nonprofits. And so we have to be mindful of that. But individuals who go through the program, they learn about their mission and their vision, how to plan programs, how to board governance is a session, right? You know, how does that relationship with their board of directors or board of trustees, whatever happens to be called. They work on HR and legal basics. They work on sustainability and marketing. There's a project that we do in the program that's a benchmarking project. So they set goals at the very beginning. You know, what is something that they want to be able to achieve in the next 12 to 18 months? They go and find a nonprofit organization that is similar to theirs or is doing something really well in that space of where they want to achieve that goal. And they go and they work with that nonprofit. They earn a digital badge for completing it and a certificate from us. They build this network, this cohort of other nonprofits as well. So there's a reason why it's lasted for almost 20 years.
That's great. It's a great program.
So Alex Greenewalt, former co-host here on Palmetto Mornings, obviously when she wasn't spending time with us, she was over there at Pathways, and she had talked about this program many, many times, and she kind of explained it one time because I kept asking, like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What's going on? So why do you think it is successful? It's lasted 20 years, but what is the secret sauce there? Why has it been so successful?
Well, you're building a community, right? So we've got somewhere between 25 and 30 participants in the program every year, and it is in person. I mean, I've only done it partially virtual one time, and that was during COVID, right? But it's in person, and so you're building a community, you're learning from one another, but you're also learning from experts in that space. So I do lead a couple of the sessions because they're my expert areas, but I bring in people from Columbia and from Charlotte and from other surrounding areas that are experts in those areas. I can teach you how to do a program, but how about you go and learn it from someone that this is what they do for for the last 30 years? I can teach you about board governance because I do it and I know it. I do some training, but there are people in the area that are experts. Same thing with sustainability and development and the HR legal piece. And so it builds connection. It's giving them the tools that they need to be successful. And it's been successful for so long because of the content. And we have some really, I mean, the number of people in our community, we have probably at least somewhere in our community alone about over 150 to 200 people. Now, of course, it covers the state. There's some people from South, you know, other parts of South Carolina and North Carolina. But just in our community, probably 150 to 200 people that have participated in the program.
Well, and that brings me to the next question. So if someone's listening, like, sure. Who exactly are you looking for? I mean, yeah. This is really for a wide variety. It could be a nonprofit that was just started or, mm-hmm. you know, is it for someone that's maybe been in this space for 20
sure.
years?
Yeah. You know, this program is, and the reason why when I left Winthrop about 3 years ago and brought this program with me to the chamber was because it was one of those things, it's an equalizer across all when it comes to nonprofits. Doesn't matter if you just started and you're a brand new nonprofit and you have no paid employees and even yourself, you aren't paying yourself, doesn't matter. Or you've been in existence for 50 years, that equalizes it. Doesn't matter what your education level is. You can have barely finished high school or you can have a PhD. I've actually had both in the program at the same time. You know, when you go into nonprofit leadership, whether it's a program director or an executive director, you're doing it because your heart is in it, because you love whatever the mission is.
It's a passion. Project.
Right. Yeah. You're not doing it to make a lot of money, right? Yeah. We all right. know this. Yeah. So, you know, if someone is interested in going through this, they're a director of a program, they're an executive director. I have had board members go through the program before. I try not to put board members and executive directors in the program at the same time. That gets a little touchy. We usually have to have a conversation first before that happens because we want our participants to be able to speak freely and have conversations and talk about the issues that they're dealing with and learn from one another. But our applications are live for this, and so people can apply for this now. The first cohort will start on September the 9th, and it runs monthly nine times, so September to May.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, and they just apply through the chamber's website?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
And
super simple.
Do you have to be a chamber member
you
to participate?
Not. Okay, you don't. Perfect. There is a discount, however, if you are a chamber member, right? And we love our chamber members. But the program itself, you know, I've been able to, through our sponsors, so we have three sponsors that have helped fund us along the way. There is a company called Grassroots Advisors. They're out of the Kershaw area. They participated in the program several years ago. They valued the program. They actually lead one of the sessions, and so they give back to the program every year. The Burrell Foundation, so which is York Electric's foundation, they help fund. And then, of course, the YMCA. Mm-hmm. You know, the YMCA, their thought was, you know, we need to give back to our community in some way. And so because of the sponsorships that we have, we are able to charge $600 for non-members. And think about this. This is 9 months of content. There are 9 sessions, professionals. And tell me, those instructors, they think a lot of themselves. They are very but, you know, $600 for non-members, and we give a $100 discount to members, so $500. You cannot get that content and that knowledge anywhere for that price. So,
yeah, it's great.
And some of the places you mentioned, so this is outside, really, of York County. So if folks are listening we've got, you know, we can reach our immediate Tri-County area, Lancaster and Chester, this is something that's for them
every
as well.
Every year we've got, perfect. I think in last year's class, I think I had 5 or 6 from Chester, Chester County. I love my Chester County friends. They're amazing. But Lancaster, of course, huge response from Lancaster County, but all over the state, even into Mecklenburg County and in various places.
That's
so
great.
Because, you know, when you're running a nonprofit, you're covering county lines, right? And even state lines, depending on who you're servicing. And the content's the same, regardless of what state you're in.
Celeste Tiller is the Vice President for Talent and Workforce Development for the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. As we're wrapping up our conversation, real quick, give us the information about the Talent Flow event that's going to happen on September the 18th.
Yeah, super excited. This is our Workforce Development Summit that we've done. This is the third year for this. We've had various speakers. We had William Floyd, who's the Executive Director for SCDU. We, of course, had Pamela Yvette last year, the Lieutenant Governor. This year, we're having Rebecca Battle Bryant is our keynote. She is the new new person that's been hired for SCDU. So she is right under William Floyd. And so she brings kind of a new spin. She's been in this space for a very, very long time, but really talking about us, about the unified state plan, about what's happening in the state. So that's kind of the state level. We're also going to hear from all of our higher ed institutions of how they are partnering in this space with local companies. So giving some real hands-on examples of here's what we're doing with companies and what's successful. Maybe we can duplicate this at your organization, your business. We're also, to end the session, we will actually be talking about some barriers that we have to employment. One of those being childcare, having that discussion about what are the barriers for in that workforce space. Also talking about housing, not our kind of the lower end of our housing. We know a lot of the challenges that are there, but what is in that kind of workforce development middle housing? So there's a study that's being done, and so we'll talk about what's happening in that space, and also kind of the skills gap. So how are employers looking more in that skills-based hiring, and what are some of the kind of the tricks of the trade for that?
And that's a one-day event.
It is. It'll be a morning. It'll be a breakfast.
Okay.
And so it'll be at we'll have breakfast that morning, a little bit different than we normally done on the 18th. So we'll get you in and out and back to work.
No. Gee, thanks, Celeste.
Right.
Always keeping us happy.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. That's never going to go away. Thank you for that, Lucas.
You're welcome. The queen of nice.
Right.
Well, you're a nice
said
person.
Said no one ever.
No. Well, no. The people who usually get that title, we have learned right. years later, they're really not nice, but you are nice, so... Don't prove me wrong, please. But we've known you for a long time, and
very
you've been very, very
I'm
nice.
Nice to you. I'm
okay.
Nice to you.
Okay, yeah. Good. It's the only thing that matters.
Right.
Well, these are two great opportunities for those in our community that work in the business community and beyond. You do not need to be a chamber member, though Celeste gave a great example why you should be a chamber member. Remember, you're part of a growing community. The chamber will act as a mouthpiece for you. If you are a small business and you cannot just be everywhere, these folks can, and that's what the benefit is about being involved with the chamber. They can advocate for you and so many others, and you're not alone, right? I mean, that's the other exciting part about these two programs and about being a chamber member. So learn what you can, sign up for what your employer will let you do. These are great opportunities and you don't have to travel far. In fact, you just have to go a few miles up the road and you get to stay here at home and you get to go back to work. No day off.
Maybe I shouldn't sell that part, right?
I don't think so. All right. So that's great catching up with you,
yeah,
friend.
Of course.
7:51 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 75 degrees.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continue to get the all clear on our Thursday morning commute. Pretty uneventful so far.